This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really, really, really appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can make fun of our writers. You can tell our writers that you like them. Whatever it is you need to get involved with. You really do. And, again, give me your email address. If you go up to the website, top right-hand corner, you're going to see a box that allows you to give you the email address for the newsletter. I send you out usually one a week, sometimes two. Let you know what's going on. Let you know what we have for sale. We'll sell just about anything. And I do always so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. We're live on Facebook. We're live on the website. There's just a million ways for you to get the show. And really, we're like horse manure on a ranch. You can listen live. You can watch live. You can get it several different places. If you have an Android phone, we have an app for that. If you have a Apple phone, we have an app for that. You can find them all in the RealSide store. So it's therealside.com/store. They're free. There's a link in there. It just makes it easier for you to get your hands on them. And I do very much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And I do appreciate the time that you take, whether it's to call in, write in, send me an email, whatever it is, to get involved in the conversation. We'll go hit the phones right away. We have David from San Francisco on with us. David, thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah. How are you, Joe? Long time no talk.
Yeah,
hey,
how you doing?
You know, I was kind of bugged by the way you were talking about see, I take Trump to be organized crime. And he's not political.
Of course.
Yeah, he's not political. Everything he does makes an income stream for organized crime. And so, you know, if he...
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. It's funny, you know, all these states legalizing marijuana. He's the one that's trying to keep it illegal.
That happened under Obama, did it not? And right now...
No. But now, in other words, he's got Session who want to continue for the drug war to continue.
Right.
In other words, they've been making money like crazy for decades.
Wait a minute. But the underground's making more money. The underground's making more money now because legal drugs are so expensive. I can get dope cheaper on the street than I can legally at a store in California.
Well, and that's the whole point, is the DEA has been milking their budget for decades and basically bankrupting the entire nation, ruining kids' reputations. If they ever smoked a joint, they end up in jail for 16 weeks or something like that. Crazy stuff. And then they got these privatized prisons. See, I'm a Christian, but I don't think Jesus is up for privatized prisons. And I don't think that Jesus is up for...
Can you give me a scripture on that one? Because, I mean, really, he says we're supposed to follow the rules of the land or the laws of the land as long as they don't go against God's law. If there's a law against smoking dope, we can't make it up as we go.
The Caesar?
What's that?
Are you taking all of that from render under?
No, not just render under Caesar, right? I mean, where does he tell you to buck the government and don't do what they tell you to do? What does it actually say?
Granted that both the, you know, the Christians come from the Jews, right? The Jews were originally told that they were not slaves. They were children
right.
of God.
Right.
And that the, as a, you know, as a family, as a religion, as a close-knit group, that they were not slaves and no pharaoh could keep them in bondage. Well, so they freed themselves and they created a religion out of it. That religion spawned Jesus, who is funny because Bethlehem is the worst side of the tracks, right? That's a, the most beat up side of town was Bethlehem, and he was born in the dirtiest manger in Bethlehem. So, and then he's born on the run. That he was a refugee the day he was born. The three kings were there but basically to hand him this little wealth before he had to go live on the run because the pharaoh was trying to kill him. And then the idea that he was trying to tell everybody who wasn't specifically a Christian, or excuse me, that wasn't specifically a Jew, that they're also free, that they are children of God too. They didn't
right.
have to belong to a certain family to be free. So, to me, the whole religion is based on Song of the Slaves, that you don't have to be a slave. And privatized prisons are another
actually,
way of creating slaves.
Actually, this is my area of expertise. When you start pulling all this political crap in there, you're getting away from the original idea.
Privatized
Jesus
prison.
Came for one. Well, Jesus came for
privatized
one reason and one
prison.
Reason only.
Where's
and
the
that was to feed.
Privatized prison?
And that was simply to free those that we're in sin, okay? We all fall short of the glory. Do we not? We all sin and fall short of the glory. We don't
well,
all fall into a privatized prison, and that's what he came
Jesus.
To. That's
why
what he
was
came
Caesar
to.
Caesar trying to kill.
No, the
Jesus.
Jews. The Jews were trying to kill Caesar. I mean, trying to kill Jesus, right? And truly,
oh, no,
the Italians ended up killing
were.
Jesus, did they not?
The politics of the day, not all Jews were trying to kill Jesus.
Hell, no, that's true.
And then
that's true.
You know, the whole point
well,
was
then,
is that,
then,
that the aristocratic Jews wanted to keep their fat cat you
that's
know,
right.
life. They're the biggest welfare cheats, right? So they're the ones that were, you know, telling us, you know, telling the average person that we didn't have the right to be free. And so,
yeah, David, I think you're honing it. I think you're honing it all down to 2017 politics. But
Trump.
I appreciate the call. Anyway, I'm sure we will talk to you again. You know, I do not want to turn Jesus Christ into a political conversation. And you guys have heard enough about it around here where I'm not going to let somebody drag me all through Old Testament, New Testament. We came from this. We came from that. No, we came. The Jews are our cousins. Yeah, okay. You wouldn't call them anything you want to. I love my Jewish friends. Christianity is about Jesus Christ, period. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll catch you later. We'll be back in a few minutes. That's why I said we'll catch you later. Go get your coffee. Come on back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Always. Always, always, always. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just really, truly, honestly wanting to have a conversation. If you don't want to have a conversation, all you want to do is take over the mic or, you know, you're not ready for it, if you would, and then I haven't got time for it. I want to have something that's going to move us forward, not pull us back. You know, most people are pretty good about it when they call. Some people, they just want a platform. Interesting, on the last call, we went from Trump being part of the mafia to Jesus trying to pull us all out of slavery. Well, I got bad news for some of you. If you're working for the man, and again, this is not a beatdown. I'm glad you have a job. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, if you're depending on the man for your paycheck every Friday, aren't you a slave? I'm a slave to the show. I'm a slave to my job. Right? I mean,
if, definitely a slave.
Yeah, okay. Until you hit it big and you got it on your own and you've made your money and you own your house and you own your car and you don't need no one for nothing, yeah, pretty much a slave, whether it's to your boss or the IRS or the whatever. You know, we think a slave is, and forgive me, I'm not trying to take away from the African-American experience, as some have told me it is. All right? I mean, slavery isn't just chains and picking cotton. Slavery comes in many forms. Though the chains of picking cotton was the worst kind of slavery. And there's many types of slaves. You know, the man who called. I mean, slavery in the New Testament, there were slaves that wanted to be slaves because it didn't mean what you think it means. In the Old Testament, as a matter of fact, if you were a slave of a Jew, not a Jew that was a slave of the Egyptians or what have you, but if you were a slave of the Jew, according to the Old Testament, according to the God of the Old Testament, the God of Abraham, the father of Jesus, you had to treat your slaves like family. Come on, let that sink in. You had to treat your slaves like family. You had to make sure they had clothing, food, medical. You had to make sure they were worse than a union employee back then. I'm just joking. Take it easy. But you see what I mean, right? It wasn't, I love these people. We've had them call the show. You could beat your wife. Okay, sure, I could beat my wife. Let's see how that works out. Right? If you don't know the Bible, don't quote the Bible. It's really that simple. So anyhow, there were all forms of slavery. To tell me that Donald Trump, he's keeping the mafia going. Yeah, okay, that works out well. And like I said, here in California especially, you can prove it. That since the legalization of marijuana, underground, quote-unquote, marijuana is on the rise. Because they make more money. That's right. You don't have to pay all the taxes to go through all the things that a store selling dope has to go through here. Now, to my Christian friends, boy, you know, that was a great lead-in. This worked out well, actually. You know, Brad Stein does a talk, or whatever you want to call it. And it's all about, where are my warriors? Right? I'd like to find a different name for, but where are my founding fathers? Our founding fathers knew what they were giving up when they went for the fight. They knew what they were going to, they knew what they could lose. Actually, they were sure they were going to lose. Families, real estate, businesses, maybe their own lives, family lives, whatever. They knew that they were in trouble. They knew what they were signing when they went into this. To my Christian friends, and to my Christians, obviously this isn't to everybody, but you believe your experience is for eternity. You're making eternal decisions right now. Are you really? Do you really understand? That would be my question to you. Do you really understand the decisions you're making and how heavy those decisions are? Are you willing to push back on people who ridicule your belief system? I don't mean fight with them. That's not what I mean by all. Somebody I know well recently wrote a piece. He said, I'd had enough and it was time to make a stand. So I reached for the phone. I dialed Chase Bank's toll-free number. My purpose was to tell J.P. Morgan I had taken the Inc. business credit card that they had issued me and cut it into tiny little pieces. And shoved it in my home shredder. I explained to the Chase employee on the phone exactly why I no longer wanted to do business with the bank. I felt a thrill of satisfaction at the moment. I knew for sure the credit card I had faithfully used for over a decade was officially now account closed. Think about that. He had it for 10 years. I have to admit, he said, I'm not a big supporter of boycotts, but after Jamie Dimon, or Demon, Dimon, probably Demon is better, CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, gave a cool $500,000 of shareholders' money to the Southern Poverty Law Center, I had to take some action. Now, the Southern Poverty Law Center, for all intents and purposes, yours truly believes to be a hate group, a left hate group. I mean, think about the groups that they call hate groups. You go look it up yourself. Now, they bill itself as the civil rights organization that tracks so-called hate groups. On their website, they have a tool called the Hate Map, which lists organizations that they consider hate groups. The judgments made by the SPLC organization, while often valid when they expose groups like the Ku Klux Klan and Nazi-loving white supremacists, also include regular denouncements of mainstream Christian ministries. Right? They call many mainstream Christian ministries hate groups. Why? Because they don't subscribe to believe in same-sex marriage. Because they don't subscribe or believe in gay or lesbian lifestyles. So that makes them a hate group, just because they don't agree. So those groups in the LGBTQ community, those groups who don't believe in a God, or believe I'm crazy for believing in God, are they also not a hate group? Are they a bunch of hate-thinking people? Nobody contests that the SPLC is a far-left organization. If Jamie Dimon is an individual, as an individual, with his own money, out of his own checkbook, wants to give that money to these fringe left-wing groups, he has every right to do it. I wouldn't get on his case. But where you draw the line is when a business leader of a publicly traded company bailed out by the U.S. government. J.P. Morgan Chase was bailed out by your and my tax dollars. You Christians, your tax dollars. And the recipient of the, they also got money from the, what is it, the Troubled Asset Relief Program. He took shareholders' money that he should have paid the country back with, paid you people back with, and he gave it to the Southern Poverty Law Center to come after groups that you support. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. I really appreciate the time you spend with me. Whether it's on the air, you know, tweeting, texting, whatever it is that you do to get in touch with me or kind of help push the show along, I do appreciate it very much. I really do. And thank you, and head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You know, I point over there like the book is still over there. I know it's gone now because the Donald has taken the place. I still want you to buy the book. You know, and you can find that up on the website or on Amazon.com. If you want an e-book, you can find it up there as well, or what is it, the Kindle version up there. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I want to get back to the story because I think this is something that's been close to me, close to my heart. And I've said to you guys a million times, what do you want to give up? Seriously, what do you want to give up? You know, our founding fathers gave up a lot. People over the years who have been fought for some of your freedoms have given up a lot, some of the ultimate price. But you as Christians, me as a Christian, you as Christians, you claim to have the ultimate truth, the ultimate trust, the ultimate belief, the ultimate God. What are you doing? What are you doing to prove it? I know, you don't have to prove God. He's there whether you prove it or not. I get that. But what are you willing to do? Like I said, if somebody I know recently wrote an article about what they did with J.P. Morgan. They cut up their credit card that they had for well over 10 years. He said, he paid it off and then he shut it down. He asked them to close the account down. He said he'd been a customer of Chase for years, eons. He said he not only had a Chase checking and savings account, he said he once had a mortgage with Chase. On top of that, he said he had multiple credit cards. Had. Being the key word, he said, including the Marriott card issued by J.P. Morgan. He said, I'm glad that as of the other day, every single one of these accounts is closed. He said, I will never do business with that bank again. So this is not just one. This is think about it. The bank got a bailout. They got money from the government, okay? They didn't pay back all the money because there were things written off and assets given to other banks. Right, so they were bailed out from going under because they were too big to fail. And then the president of the bank or the chairman of the board or whatever he is, I don't even know, he goes ahead and he gets the Southern Poverty Law Center, I think $500,000. Right, think about that. So he took government money. I mean, geez, you would think. Because they have federal funds, you would think they can't, I guess it's not a religious organization, but you know what I'm saying.
So he says, I consider religious bigotry a great evil, he says. He says, the SBLC targets organizations specifically because they believe the word of the Bible and they believe Jesus himself on the topic of marriage. If you hold traditional views of marriage, by definition, the SBLC consider you a hater without legitimate right to participate in a public debate over marriage. That's the other thing, too. There's no debate. What they say is true, period. I usually extrapolate, and it's a natural conclusion, that the major corporations that are donating millions of dollars to places like JPMorgan Chase and Apple agree with the SBLC's specific belief about Christians. I find these beliefs to be outside the mainstream, and they're hurtful to millions of Christians who hold a historic view of marriage, and that's between a man and a woman. So, it's funny how people on the left will boycott Chick-fil-A, and they'll boycott, you know, companies, what was it, who was the fella at Firefox? There was an outrage, and he had to leave because he gave money to the to an anti-same-sex marriage group. You know, any of these Christian-based companies or Christian-based CEOs have got to go, according to these people. I mean, there's plenty in my local community on the left, only on the left, that think because I'm a Christian conservative, I shouldn't be on a school board. We shouldn't have that kind of influence and fear on our children, because I'm sure plenty of children, plenty of high schoolers are reading the things that I write. And nothing ever writes hateful. That's the funny thing about it. It just goes against what they believe. So therefore, by their own definition, it's hateful. So, to my Christian friends, why would you support companies that support organizations that hate you? Why would you do that? If you truly believe it's God's money, it's all God's money, and he just allows you to use a portion of it, because that's what the Bible teaches, right? It's all God's anyway. And you're using that money to give a heathen organization so they can support another heathen organization. Is that really the way you think God's money should be used? Now, some of you will write, because I've seen you write it before, where you can justify this stuff. Right? You justify not boycotting a place. You justify giving money to non-Christian organizations. Well, you do that. It's between you and God. You and him figure it out. All I'm saying is, if it all belongs to God, do you think God would be funding Planned Parenthood? Seriously. You think he would tell you to take $1,000, $150,000 of your dollars and go give it to Planned Parenthood? You'd have to find me the scripture on that one. An honest outfit tracking violent groups would keep a straightforward description and facts. Instead, the SPLC's descriptions of people are brutally partisan, full of half-truths, and vitriol designed to inspire nothing but hate and fury. If J.P. Morgan wants to fund this kind of bigotry, let them do it. Next up is Apple. I'm not an Apple fan. I never have been. I have to use it for a product that we have that's not even an Apple product. But Apple's the only software that's written for it. Now, I had Windows phones because of that. I had a Windows tablet. I still have a Windows tablet. And I have Windows devices in front of me. The writer says that next up is Apple. He said, I've just decided that despite my affection for Made in the USA products and the iPhone in particular, I'm going to buy a smartphone from one of the Asian firms that makes competing phones. He said, I know it's hard to stop using firms that have served you well over the years for products and services, and at a certain point, everyone has to stand up for what they believe in. I've just hit my tipping point now. He said, ask yourself, at what point does a company you patronize by its funding of attacks against your religious beliefs deserves to lose your business? At what point do you get tired of being slapped around enough to where you're willing to give it up, you're willing to stop? Come on, think about it. I mean, this fellow has plenty of money. He can afford to do business anywhere he wants to with whoever he wants to. Right? I mean, this shouldn't bother him. This should not be a big deal. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Anybody know what if you were watching the Emmys the other night, any of you have a clue as to what the blue ribbons everybody was wearing? Was it, I don't know, was it political against sex slavery? Maybe it was political against the ongoing war on heroin, hashish, whatever they're calling it these days, you know, all the stuff they got going on with the drugs. Maybe, I don't know. I go through a whole list, if you'd like. But according to USA Today, the blue ribbons were a subtle political accessory. Right? So now we've turned all these events into political events. I don't care whether it's Miss America, the Emmys, the whatever. It's raising money for the hurricane victims. Now it's all political. Doesn't matter anymore. It's all political. You know, and why give the awards? Just let them give their speech and get it out of the way. Now they're going to be trying to win the awards so they can give an anti-Trump speech. I think it's great. Like I said, USA Today said that the ribbons were subtle political accessories. Although, by the speeches, nothing was subtle there. For stars like Mandy Patinkin, Catherine Hahn, Judith Light, Padma Lakshmi. I don't know. They were trying to show that they stood with the ACLU, an organization that curiously became more popular to support once President Trump took office. Well, we all have to have something to fight, don't we? Perhaps most telling was the media's reaction to these stars donning the ribbons. It's just amazing. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I just appreciate the comments you make and that kind of thing during the show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on here in the chat room, texting, tweeting, or being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. I really do. And I appreciate the time that you're making comment and you're getting involved in the conversation. Let me hit on this. We'll go to the phone in a second, but I want to hit on a couple of the issues that I said I was going to talk about earlier. One of them is Bernie Sanders, who doesn't want to give up this socialized medicine. He thinks it's the best thing since the wheel. But apparently he hasn't had to go to Venezuela or Canada, really have anything done. So what he does is... Sanders invited a Canadian doctor onto his podcast to help him pitch his new Medicare for All scheme. He wants her to give the Americans a preview of what they might expect on the single-payer health care. Now, I've talked to me, Joe, personally. I've talked to people who have been under Canadian health care. You know, I mean, seriously, it can take you forever to get an appointment. You think so? I've talked to people who've been to Canadian hospitals. They talk about the laundry being stuck in the, they see the laundry bin in the elevator. It'll be there for days while they're visiting somebody because they can't get somebody to pick it up. They don't have enough people to take care of it. The place is filthy. The bathrooms are filthy. I mean, really? Do you really want to have surgery done to yourself in a hospital like that? So I don't, these guys don't think things through because we've had other places. I think, Connecticut tried to do single payer. They dropped that when they realized there was no funding for it. There was no way they were going to be able to pay for it. So he brings an actual Canadian doctor, somebody who's actually involved in the process. Right? And she was more than willing to speak to it. Dr. Danielle Martin, an associate professor at the University of Toronto and vice president of medical affairs and health system solutions at Women's College Hospital in Toronto, admitted to long times and other fun problems with the Canadian system during her appearance on the Bernie Sanders show. Who knew he had a show? I would have listened to that. I'd love to do clips from that show. I think it would be great. She says, if I have patients who got migraines, I need advice about how to manage it. They might wait several months to see a neurologist. By that time, they've already shot themselves, for God's sakes. So let's take a listen to what she has to say. So real quick, I think it's 40 seconds.
But if I have a patient who's got migraines and I need advice about how to manage it, they might wait several months to see a neurologist for a non-urgent problem like that, or non-urgent surgeries, the classic example being a hip or a knee replacement.
So how long will it take me?
It depends on where you are in the country. Sometimes it's a few months, sometimes it's a year. In some places, sometimes it's been even longer than that people wait for a hip or a knee replacement. And I think that's totally unacceptable. I don't think that we should stand for it in our system. I think that there's no reason why people should have to wait.
Is that nuts or what? And every place, everyone you talk to, every place you hear, who do we have? We had the young man on from college reform. Is that it?
Vladimir.
Yeah, I can't think. I know. But he talked about getting his tonsils out. And being basically duct taped in a chair, they took his tonsils out.
With nothing.
With nothing. My God. What? A real man. I'm telling you. Let's see. Who do we have here? Michael from Long Island. Michael, thanks for calling in.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Good. How you doing, sir?
I'm hanging out. Yeah. So, yeah, California.
Michael,
wait a minute.
Before you go on, could you? We had a young man on the show that talked about having his tonsils taken out in Russia. Under, socialized medicine. And basically, there was no anesthetic when they took them out. And I'm thinking, you'd have to kill me.
Yeah, pretty much. Or give me out cold.
Well, they got vodka there, so I don't know what the problem is. They should just give the kids vodka, right? I mean, enough of it would have been fine.
Yeah. Well, the problem with that, though, is that it thins your blood and you bleed a lot.
It's either that or scream your brains out, one of the two. Oh, God. So,
Michael, what
is it? What can I help you with?
Well, California was the one that passed it, and it wasn't that long ago. And they realized it would cost them $40 billion a year for single-payer health care.
400, my friend. 400.
Oh, I'm sorry, 400, yeah. they quickly put that on the shelf right after they passed it.
They ran out of toes and fingers, and there was no way they could tax even the richest people to pay for that. They tried to justify it by saying, our budget's just under $200 million. We can get $200 million from the government. We'll save $200. You go, you guys are nuts. You guys are nuts.
Jerry Brown's off his mind. He's crazy. Yep. He really, truly is. His biggest claim of fame was that he used to date Linda Ronstadt, for God's sakes. And from what I understand, that wasn't even that big a deal back then.
No, it wasn't. No, he's got, when you go to the California State House, I love telling this story. The first time I was up there, and I'm walking down the hall of governors, and there's all these beautiful portraits of governors, and they're in different places, and they're just great, great portraits. And you get the Governor Moonbeam portrait, and it looked like he commissioned Salvatore Dali to do his painting. And if you can look at it, you got to look it up online and find it. It really looks like it was painted by a guy that was on a bad LSD trip. Really that bad, okay? Pastel colors and everything.
Oh, my God.
And he hung it. He hung it in the state house. I'm thinking, my God, how much you have to drink or smoke to do that. But no, this state's done.
That is insane. And you know what? New York has got really high taxes. California's worse. I couldn't imagine being worse than New York. It's so bad here. I mean, God, they just raised the tax on a pack of cigarettes. In New York City, it's now $14 a pack.
Wait a minute. All right, that's not just a tax. That's for a full pack of cigarettes, right?
Yeah,
one pack.
A full pack of cigarettes, yeah.
My God, it's $1.40. Yeah, think about something. That's $1.40 a cigarette, right? I mean, flush like 6 quarters down the toilet every time you want to have a cigarette. It'd be about the same.
Yeah, and they're all mad because you have the Shinnecock Reservation in Southampton, And then you have, I forget the name of the reservation in Mastic. And people are going there in troves and leaving with, like, you know, 40, 50 cartons of cigarettes that are tax-free. Like, you get a bag of cigarettes for $10. And they were so mad when they imposed the $4.50 a pack tax. This is before they raised it $2 more recently.
Wow.
That they were trying to have cops at every exit trying to pull people over to search their cars to see if they had cigarettes. And they realized they couldn't do that. It's against law. All people had to do was throw it in their trunk and say, I just bought a pack of cigarettes, and they had no probable cause.
Oh, my God. I love this. You don't know how much those
is worse.
Oh, yeah. Now we got, they did like three separate gas taxes on us. Now they have the cap and trade tax they put on us. They've got another tax when you buy a house, just shy of a stamp tax, to pay, to put money aside to pay for people who can't afford to buy their own homes. Think about that.
Oh, my God. That's insanity. You know, all right. You know, you were talking about the Nancy Pelosi getting overrun today. You know, that I saw the video. That was hilarious, right? Now, I grew up, my family goes back to the 1690s in a little town called Amagansett. It's part of East Hampton, right?
Okay.
We've been out there for generations. I grew up when I was 16. When I was 13, I went to a bar. I wanted to buy this bicycle. It was $500. So I went to a bar across the street. It was like a bar restaurant. And I asked them if they had any jobs. They said, could you be here at 5 in the morning? Sweep them up. I'm like, yeah, Saturday morning and Sunday morning. You can't do that anymore.
No.
I go there, the doors were unlocked. You know, they didn't have to give me a key. All the doors were unlocked. So when you want to go in and steal all the booze, they could have, but nobody did, right? So when I was 16, I started doing carpentry in the summertime. I worked on a lot of famous people's house. I actually saw the video of Paris Hilton being born. We did an addition on her parents' house in Southampton. So in 1986, I left with a girl from my hometown. She had been going to college down in Maryland at Goucher College, and she wanted me to come down and stay with her. So I said, all right, fine. So I ended up liking Maryland, dumped her like 3 months later after being with her for 4 years, moved to Philadelphia, stayed there for 20-something years, met my wife, well, my girlfriend, still together after 13 years, she got pregnant, so we moved back up here. I come back up here, right, in 2005. And when I left, I was making $37 bucks an hour, right? So I come up here, and this contractor hires me right away. So he says to me, he goes, look, work for me for a week, and we'll discuss what I want to pay you. I says, all right, cool. So he goes, look, I'll give you top pay. I'll give you $27.50 an hour. It went down almost $10 an hour, right? If you go to the local 7-Eleven in Southampton at 6 in the morning, no lie, there's between 500 and 1,000 illegals hanging out waiting to get picked up to go to work. There are companies out there that will only hire illegals, not because they're better workers, because they're cheaper. I've actually worked on houses where I do finish work, you know, hang windows, do trim, molding, stuff like that.
First of all, we got to go because we're up against the time, but we need more, you know, it's one of my complaints is we're losing a lot of the basic trades, carpenters, plumbers, electricians. We need to push that in our schools and our education system. Thanks for calling me. I really appreciate it. But we're up against it.
No problem at all.
We'll hear from you another night, I'm sure.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, if you go up to the website, give me your email address. I really do, you know, I send out an email blast once a week. You can find out what's going on with the show. I let you know what we're selling, who's going to be on. Just all kinds of stuff. If you want me to bring somebody in particular on, send me an email. Big capital TRS in the subject line. Let me know what it's about so I don't think you're trying to sell me something. I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.